I am here with Josh Vogt, author, editor, and freelance writer. Thank you for having this interview. To start off, tell us a little about yourself.
Thanks for having me. I've been an author and writer for over 10 years now. I mostly write within fantasy, science fiction, horror, humor, pulp. I've got two novels that came out this year. One is Forge of Ashes. It's a Pathfinder tie-in novel about a female dwarf coming back to avenge her family when her mother goes missing and is presumed dead. And my other one is through Wordfire Press, which is Enter the Janitor, about a janitor working for a supernatural sanitation company. I've got a couple dozen short stories published in various magazines and online, and also freelance write for game developers and publishers of all sorts. So that's just me in a nutshell there.
Okay, so you mentioned Enter the Janitor. We recently did a review on that, but I have to ask, why magic janitors?
The title came to me first, just I was playing around with that, and Enter the Janitor just sounded like a really fun story to tell. And I've always read science fiction and fantasy, so anytime I get an idea, I naturally take it in a weird direction. So as soon as I realized that I was going to make a fantasy story about janitors, it started making a lot of sense because janitors carry their mops instead of staves, and they carry squeegees instead of wands. And it was a pretty easy translation of your typical wizards and sorcerers and mages and witches into janitors and maids and plumbers and handymen and that sort of thing. And so yeah, it just snowballed from there.
So Enter the Janitor is the first book in a series called The Cleaners. Is that going to be like a long series or a trilogy, or how far are you going to go with that?
At the moment, I originally had plotted out about 10 books. It might end up being closer to 12 to 15, depending on how, I'm going to revisit it a little bit. I've got the second one coming out later this year, The Maids of Wrath. The third one should be out probably May of next year, called The Dustpan Cometh. So you're seeing where I'm going with all that, and I'm aiming between 6 to 8 months between releases. But so long as people are enjoying it and I'm having fun writing it, it'll keep out there. The first 4 to 5 stories I'm aiming to be more standalone, and then there'll be an overarching story that'll develop along the way.
Okay, so with a series that long, how much of it do you have, I guess, plotted out right now? And you mentioned the first 4 will be standalone, but like this overarching story arc, do you have that, more or less planned out, or, just ideas right now? How's that?
Generally speaking, I know what the end game is, and I know the major, character developments and plot developments. For each of the books that I have set right now, I have, at least a paragraph synopsis of what the main plot is. And then I have an idea of how it ties into the overall series. So I do a lot of plotting and outlining with each one, but I take that on a case-by-case basis.
Your debut novel was Forge of Ashes, which, as you mentioned, was a novel in the Pathfinder universe. So as a new novelist, how did you manage to get a book set in with a media tie-in like that?
I've always been a lifelong gamer, and once I started becoming a writer, I knew that I would want to write for games eventually. After I sold my first few short stories professionally, I then just started pitching myself to game developers and publishers. I started emailing or going to cons and networking with people and seeing if they needed writers. And I managed to connect with James Sutter, who is the executive editor of Paizo, which publishes the Pathfinder game and the Pathfinder Tales novel line. And he liked some of the material that I sent him. He bought a couple short stories of mine set in the Pathfinder world of Galarian. And then he asked me to pitch a novel, or asked if I wanted to pitch a novel, which, of course, I was very happy to do. And it just went from there.
Okay, so Enter the Janitor is a humorous story about a secret society of magical cleaners. Forge of Ashes is a more epic fantasy type story. Those are two very different styles. Did you encounter any challenges in switching gears between the two?
Not terribly. What I would consider my training over the years of writing for a lot of different clients, writing for a variety of games and in a number of different genres, both urban fantasy, epic fantasy, sword and sorcery, humorous, some sci-fi, it's gotten me used to switching between those different styles and different voices. I like humor, so I tend to bring it into a lot of my stories, even in small degrees anyways. So it was more about just ramping that up a bit in Enter the Janitor. And yeah, I like the flexibility and the variety of that. And hopefully I'll be able to continue expanding, the genres that I'm published in.
Okay, you've also written some short fiction with Iron Kingdom's Excursions, which is another media tie-in. So have you encountered any unexpected challenges when working with someone else's universe as opposed to your own?
Certainly. I mean, again, I've gamed a bit, so I have some familiarity with the worlds that I work in just on a gamer's level. But you have to do a lot of research. You have to know have at least a decent idea of what the setting is like, what the rules are like, because the fiction has to reflect that world. It has to be authentic to the style. It has to be authentic to the rules of that reality and what the player's experience is like. So going in and making myself very much more familiar with it takes a bit of work. And then also you have to put I can't have a grand artistic vision for these stories. They want this kind of story and that's the story I need to provide. So if I give them something and they have some big editorial comments, I have to make those work. So that's definitely a challenge.
Any plans for additional Pathfinder novels?
Hopefully. James has said that he wants to work with me on one in the future. Right now, Pathfinder Paizo has a new distribution deal with Tor, and Tor is bringing in a number of bigger and more established authors. So that's kind of filled out their production pipeline for the next year or so. But we are talking later this year. James and I are going to sit down and talk some different pitch ideas. And my hope is to do more. I'm doing a novella for them right now based on one of their adventure paths. And I have several short stories that people can read free online under their web fiction series.
I saw that you have written for the RPG companies, Paizo and Privateer Press. Is that just fiction, or was there anything else you did for them?
So far for both of them, it has just been fiction. I've written for probably close to a dozen game developers altogether. Modifius is one that does Octoon Cthulhu, and they also have a new version of an Infinity setting they're coming out with. And for those, I've done more manual chapters and faction write-ups and setting and lore building. I work for a company called Raging Swan Press that does gaming supplements, describing details and characters and all sorts of sensory elements that you can see in dwarven mining towns or desert cities or trading hubs or port towns, just to enhance the tabletop role-playing game. So I've done the fiction, I've done the world building, the game manuals, Cyberpunk Interface Zero setting from Gunmetal Games. Again, a lot of variety.
In addition to being a writer and an author, you were recently the executive manager at Wordfire Press. You've since left that, but can you tell us a little bit about what you did there?
Yeah, I'll still be working with Wordfire, but just not in that as central role. My job was a bit of a catch-all, a bit of a jack of all trades. I helped coordinate communication with the different team members. I worked with the managing editor, Peter Wax, as partly his assistant and taking on some of his old roles. I worked with Kevin Anderson, the owner, and obviously the author with Wordfire Press, taking on a lot of tasks that he was managing as the publisher, and was also helping with the event management and set up, getting the booths at the different comic cons that we go to, and helping run and sell our books and doing some of the social media and promotion on the side. So again, a wide array of jobs within that.
Okay. So, Wordfire Press also did Enter the Janitor. So I'm just curious, which came first? Like, did you, sell Enter the Janitor for them and then, sort of leverage that into a position with them, or was it the other way around?
I got the contract for Enter the Janitor first. Peter read it and liked it when he was doing the editing, and he picked that up with his line. And Wordfire is semi-based in Denver. A lot of the team is central to the Denver area, which is where I'm living right now. And so I would see them at conventions around the area and would start, helping out at the booth just for fun and, learning how they do their sales and their setup, and just started doing that more and more until I started doing like Pensacola Comic Con and traveling and doing the road trips. And eventually it became more of an official thing after 3 or 4 months of that sort of work. And it was just loving what they do, loving the quality of production they do, loving the events and the energy, and wanting to be involved and invested in that a lot more.
Okay, so with that position, I imagine that gave you more of a behind-the-scenes look at the whole publishing process. So has that affected your own perspective on your writing?
I've been involved in publishing ever since college. After college, I went up to the New York City NYU Publishing Institute, which is a summer intensive program. I got into it with that and then had several years where I was working for Simon & Schuster in their sales department, writing copy and catalogs and that sort of thing. So I've always had a pretty decent idea of what goes on. But this one is seeing WordFire building and seeing the logistics that go into it, seeing the different roles and hats you have to wear. That's been very fascinating from an industry side of it. From a writing side of it, you know, it gives me a perspective of what goes into producing a book. Like every step, every major thing that has to be communicated, everything that can go wrong with producing a book, and how you handle that and how you fix it and the people you go to and who you need to rely on. And then just the joy of seeing the whole process from beginning to end is a lot of fun.
All right, thanks. So what are you working on now?
I just turned in The Maids of Wrath, the second Cleaners one. I'm working on The Dustpan Cometh, the third Cleaners. I just finished a short story set in the Cleaners universe for a holiday anthology, so hopefully that will be coming out later this year. I have a couple game projects that I am working on, and I have several different media tie-in projects, a bunch of novels to different editors at different publishing houses. I'll be shifting to a new editing job here soon. And there's always something new going on. This is as a writer and in publishing, it's hard to be bored.
All right. Well, that was all I had for you, Josh. So I guess thank you for doing this interview.
Thank you so very much for having me.